Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Wendy. How can I help you today?
Yes, is this the Rush CCW line?
It is, yes, sir.
Yeah, I filled everything out as it said to, and it said I would receive an email in up to 10 minutes, and it's been way longer than that, and I was wondering if I might have done something wrong.
Okay, let me pull up that account here for you. May I start by getting your name, please, sir?
Yeah, Ray.
Okay, what's your last name, please?
Vogel, V-O-G-E-L.
Okay, thank you so much.
You need the order summary by chance?
No, sir, I believe I have your account pulled up, but for security purposes, could you verify your address, please?
Yeah, 2030 36th Street, Southeast, in Snohomish, Washington.
Okay, thank you. And I show an email address of rayvogel08@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we do have that correct. All right. So, yes, sir, I see that you completed everything.
Okay.
Let me check here. It may just be... I tell you first, if you're in a spot where you can check, have you checked your junk or spam folder to see if it may have accidentally gone in there?
Is the junk folder, I don't have anything that's listed as a spam folder, but I do have a junk folder.
Okay, yes, sir. They're kind of the same thing. It could be listed either way, but they're sent out by an automated system. Once the customer completes everything online, the automated system mm-hmm. sends out the emails. You should receive a series of emails, and the last one will be your welcome email. It'll say Welcome Raymond on there, and that's the important one. That's the one that you need in order to complete the application, get everything printed out and signed and sent into the State Police Department.
Now, what was I going to say? So when I get this email, am I going to have to print anything out because I don't have a printer at home?
Yes, sir. You can fill out the application digitally online, but they do require that you print it out to have a physical signature on it. And then that you will mail in with your self-addressed envelope and all that to the state police so they can verify everything and issue out the permit.
Okay.
Yes,
and,
sir.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Yes, sir. I was going to say that, you know, since you don't have a printer, your local library would let you print something. They normally charge like 10 or 20 cents to print out a page or two. Or you could check with like a UPS or something like that store, and normally they'll do printing for you as well.
Now, what if I went to my niece's when she has a printer? Would I be able, mm-hmm. would she be able to use the email that you send me to print it out on her printer?
Certainly, yes, sir. You can just go on her computer or laptop and pull up your email and print it out right from there, or you can simply forward that email to her, and then she'd be able to mm-hmm. print it off. Either way is fine, but yes, sir, that would definitely work.
Okay, and then you send it to the state police, is that what you're saying?
Yes, sir. With what you're going to print out, it'll be two pages. The first page is your application that you'll need to sign, and the second page has a checklist of what you'll need to get together with that application. They do ask that you send in a self-addressed envelope, but all of that, it is on there for you, as well as the address to the State Police Permits and License Office.
Okay. And I may be naive to this. I've never had one before, and I've just mm-hmm. felt the need that now is maybe the time. But
yes,
when I was reading your stuff online, it was saying that you could avoid going to the police station to get the CCW, but you still have to mail it in, correct?
Right. I mean, they still have to run, you know, the background checks, make sure that legally you could, you know, own and carry a firearm, and then they issue out that permit for you. Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, the fact that I passed the check for the firearm, mm-hmm. obviously they'll see that.
Right.
And Okay. So I guess I'll just check my junk folder, and if I haven't seen anything in
If you don't see that by tomorrow morning, give us a call back and we will resend it out to you. You know, normally within about 10 or 15 minutes, customers see that email, but, you know, I'm not sure if it was, you know, maybe there's a delay on our end. I haven't heard anything from corporate today, but, yes, sir. Okay. If you don't see that by in the morning, give us a call back and we'll be happy to resend it for you.
Yeah. I was just thinking, well, maybe you guys are busy with all everything that's going on, that you guys might be behind you.
Yes, sir. And that is very possible. And, you know, I do know that a lot of our crew cuts out at about 5 o'clock in the evening. So maybe that has something to do with it as well. We've been kind of short staffed lately. So,
okay. And where are you guys located?
I actually work for a call center that handles customer support for them. So I'm in Alabama.
Oh, okay. But I see what you're saying.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'll just I'll give it a day and we'll see what happens. If
okay.
I get it later today, great. And I'll probably have to go over to my niece's this weekend and she'll be able to do it all for me or help me out with it. So.
Yeah. And definitely check the junk folder and see if you see anything in there. Since it's sent out by that automated system, sometimes your email will sort it, you know, thinking that it's junk or spam mail. So I'd try that too. Yes, sir.
And then if it did show up there, would all of these emails show up there?
More than likely, yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes,
sir. And the important one is the one that says welcome and my name on it.
Exactly. Yes, sir. That's the one. It'll give you a link with a username and password so you can log in and finish that application and get everything you need.
Okay. So it'll have the username and a special password for me.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and I just have to enter. I have to enter that. I take it.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, I'll keep my eyes peeled. And then if I haven't seen anything in a day or so, I'll give you guys a call back.
Definitely. Okay. Is there anything else I can help you with at this time?
Well, yeah, there's one other question. So do I get charged the $85 or does that not get charged until after everything is completed?
That has already been charged. Yes, sir. That is for your application packet and everything that you went through today.
Okay. And so even if I don't get it, it's been charged.
It has already been charged. Yes, sir. So I'm sure that you'll see that pending amount on your card tomorrow. And, but yeah, you know, definitely give us that call back if you don't see the emails by in the morning.
Sounds good.
Okay. Well, we thank you so much for calling customer support. You have a great evening.
You bet. You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.